Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The newly confirmed Pentagon chief says he's concerned about extremists in the military. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports that's in response to the veterans involved in the attack on the Capitol.
Retired General Lloyd Austin is the country's first black Secretary of Defense. At his confirmation hearing this week, he told senators that he's aware of the persistent problem of white supremacists and militia groups enlisting in the military, which he saw himself during 40 years in the Army.
The job of the Department of Defense is to keep America safe from our enemies. But we can't do that if some of those enemies lie within our own ranks.
An NPR investigation found that of the people charged so far in the January 6th attack on Congress, about 1 in 5 had served in the military. Many of the police who defended the Capitol are also veterans, including Officer Brian Sicknick, who died after being assaulted by the mob. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
President Biden is announcing the details of a plan to build back the nation's economy amid the pandemic. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the president has signed 2 executive actions designed to provide Americans additional fiscal relief.
The executive actions will expand food assistance, provide another round of direct payments, and set the groundwork to boost the federal minimum wage to $15 per hour. Biden says quick and decisive action from the government will strengthen the economy in both the short and long run. The latest unemployment report shows roughly 900,000 Americans filed for jobless benefits last week.
NPR's Windsor Johnston reporting. Thousands of people across many cities in Brazil held bike and car rallies to demand the resignation of President Jair Bolsonaro for his handling of the coronavirus. The BBC's Leonardo Rocha has more.
It reflects a complete dissatisfaction with the way President Jair Bolsonaro handled the pandemic, even from people who voted for him and for his supporters, because Brazil is going through a very bad second wave of the virus, many people dying in that. We had last week hospitals in Amazonas, in the city of Manaus, where people died because of lack of oxygen. The vaccination plan is delayed, the hospitals are overwhelmed, and the government doesn't seem to be doing enough.
The BBC's Leonardo Rocha reporting. Police used force to break up rallies across Russia Saturday. Demonstrators were demanding that Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny be released. He was taken into custody a week ago when he arrived from Germany, where he had been recovering from being poisoned with a nerve agent. Navalny blamed Russian security agents for the poisoning. Tens of thousands of protesters braved cold weather and police warnings to demonstrate. Officials say that more than 3,000 people were detained. You're listening to NPR News. State television reports a miner was rescued in northern China Sunday, 2 weeks after being trapped after an explosion at a gold mine. Rescuers are in contact with 10 other trapped workers. The fate of 11 others is unknown. One miner is confirmed dead. Pope Francis has issued a warning on the danger of misinformation just days after he was the subject of a fake news report. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports.
In his message for the Catholic Church's World Communications Day, Francis said the risk of misinformation being spread on social media is evident to everyone, and manipulation of news and images is often prompted by sheer narcissism. He did not mention a false report that went viral earlier this month that he had been arrested by Italian police. Francis expressed words of gratitude for journalists who often risk their lives to report on the hardships endured by persecuted minorities in various parts of the world. But he added, investigative reporting is often replaced by a tendentious narrative created in newsrooms, and he urged journalists to hit the streets and verify situations firsthand. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Larry King has died. His studio says he died Saturday at a hospital in Los Angeles. No cause was given. CNN has reported that he was hospitalized with COVID-19. The famed broadcaster had appeared nightly on CNN for years. Earlier in an all-night radio show, over the years, he interviewed movie stars, sports legends, and world leaders. Larry King was 87. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.